Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom Holmes, and with FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Oh, hello everybody.
And as you can tell from the fact that I'm doing the intro, no Craig Hazel, no Mr. 33.3%.
No, that is a bit of a spoiler alert actually, isn't it?
Intro. I bet everyone's sitting there waiting going, who's doing the intro? Because if it's Tom, then obviously Craig's not there. Yes, Craig's not here. He was here last time. We weren't here last time. We had an unscheduled week off, didn't we, mate? After the international weeks, unfortunately, because we're busy taking over the world and stuff.
Exactly.
But we are back. Craig isn't, but you know what? You know, we can't have everything.
He's actually busy with like actual TV work.
He's working in a studio at night time. That's all I know. I don't know what he's getting up to, but that's all the information that we've
Are we allowed to say what he's doing?
Yeah, he's doing that new show on Channel 4.
What's it called? Yeah, it's a good question.
It's got that
I think we should leave it as a mystery.
What's Stormzy's girlfriend? That one.
Fucking hell, that is a question, isn't it?
She's hosting. Yeah, I asked the wrong person. I couldn't have asked the worst person in the world.
What's Stormzy's girlfriend's called?
Anyway, that one, the really attractive one, she's hosting it. But yeah, Craig's working on that for the next couple of weeks, so we may not be here. But that doesn't matter because the main lads are bloody here to talk you through the game week that was. What was the game week that was? It was game week 5. Holy moly. Yeah.
After the endless international break.
Yes, there was an international break, but we're back with a boom, and let's hit them with it. Let's hit the ground running, Ash.
First game.
Boom.
Spurs 1, Liverpool 2.
Yeah, Spurs lose again, which is always nice. Yeah, no. That's, no, got to be impartial, man. Oh, unlucky Spurs. But yeah, they're starting to lose now. Same points as Arsenal. Not that, you know, that's important, but you know, we took a lot of grief from Spurs fans for the first few games of the season, but you know, level pegging now, mate. Spurs 1, Liverpool 2. Fantasy football wise, it was a rare goal from old Widjamin.
He used to be like a few years ago, he was like a fantasy football legend.
He was like a special pick. He was like your your Tadic's and your what's the other ones? The ones we always used to say were like absolute classic fantasy football picks. Yeah, Wijnaldum was. His first away goal or something for Liverpool.
Really?
Apparently so. Firmino, two goals, but he's gone yellow. Took something in his eye. I don't know what it was. A tit to the eye. Did he take a tit to the eye?
Yeah. It was like when I was streaker. Pussy Riot ran on and got him, bam, in the eye. I love a streaker.
I was watching clips from Nick Hancock's Football Hell the other day because we spoke about it.
Of course you were.
There was little clips knocking around the internet. And there's one where they show a whole section on streakers, which was nice. Reminded me of my youth. Like, Tom, what are you doing in there? Just leave me alone, Mum. I'm watching Nick Hancock. What were we talking about? Streakers, yeah. Firmino took a tit to the eye. Took something to the eye. I don't quite know what it was. He's gone yellow. Yeah, 2-2 for him.
I think the main story is probably about that £13 million.
Well, that's
Mr. Man.
That was going to be my next point. No return for Salah in two games in a row, yeah. He's starting to look pricey now with two back-to-back two-point weeks. Yeah, not great. I mean, that's we've got some questions coming up in part two, the social segment, where people are asking, you know, is he worth the money? I don't know. And obviously I'm not really the one that anyone cares about my point of view. But he is starting to look very pricey at 13 mil, really. But yeah, nothing from him for a couple of weeks. Lamella with a late stonking goal. That was nice. And I tell you what, like a lot of Spurs fans saying they should have had a penalty at the end as well. That would have really put your cat amongst the pigeons or whatever. I don't know what's happened. I don't know what that means. But yeah, that's true. So I don't really know.
Who do you think was going to go? Who do you think was going to win going into that?
Oh, definitely Liverpool. Yeah, I think Spurs. But Spurs have been shaky. Everyone's saying that they're all tired and stuff. And they're all very tired.
They look it. I think
miles and all this stuff. And like I think Kane is. I think we're talking about no return for Salah. There hasn't been. There was no return for Kane. Obviously, game week 5.
Do you think Do you think the fact that Lucas Moura looks so good compared to the rest of them might be because he's played so few minutes compared to everybody else?
Maybe
everyone else is just totally fucked.
Yeah, obviously he's their top scoring player. And he has been smashing it. We have had a lot of people want a wild card this week, tweeting us their teams. And obviously he's, you know, featuring in a lot of them. Just featuring in a lot of teams in general because he's been such a high scoring midfielder.
And he's so cheap, isn't he?
He is cheap. Cheap as tits.
Cheap as tits.
Yeah, that's an interesting one to look out for. But yeah, no points for the big guns. I realised that I said Firmino, two goals. But on my notes, I had two in two he scored. So obviously he didn't get two in that game. Just the one. Got the second the game before. So, you know.
Stats.
Always coming in with the stats.
Speaking of stats, Bournemouth 2, Leicester 2.
Incorrect. Bournemouth 4, Leicester 2. So
it was a trick question. I was reading there for me, no, 2 and 2.
Ironic stats. Stats. Always with the ironic stats. Ryan, motherfucking Fraser, with a brace. He's been fantastic.
I'd say he's probably scored 3 goals and 2 assists in the last 5.
Probably, I would have said. And that's not even from looking at the notes.
No.
Yeah, he's been really good. He scored 6 goals last season, and he scored 3 already in his first
game. Wow.
That's incredible. He's an amazing return. He's still really, really cheap as well.
He's still, he's 10% picked, well, 9.
Is he? Oh, is he?
Yeah. But I mean, when you consider that Aguero's 51%.
Yeah, Aguero. We were going to get to that, but Aguero has overtaken Salah now. Salah's down at like 49 points something. And Aguero 51.2 or something at the moment. Oh, Salah's down at 46%.
Interestingly, actually, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
You're not counting 10, all the individual 12, people that own Salah, 12, do you? That is going to take ages.
In excluding goalkeepers, Fraser is the least owned. He's got the lowest percentage pick.
Yeah.
Of all the top 20 highest scoring players?
Holy moly.
So 10% is, or 9% is actually really low.
Well, it's got a high score. A little bit because I've just brought the lad in.
Oh, sausage.
Yeah, I absolutely had to. I don't want to, you know, spoiler. I was going to, you know, save this till a bit later, but I've currently hit the wild card button and I'm on a wild card myself. Seems early. Craig did it about game week 2 and I was like, that's a bit earlier, but I've done it for game week 6. I'm on a wild card.
I think a lot of people wildcarded at the start of the international break.
I think so. And gave them a little bit of time to,
I've got a double transfer this week, but I might wildcard it anyway.
Why not?
Because I'm in dire straits as well.
Oh, really? Yeah, to be fair, I've only actually made about 5 changes with my wildcard. It feels like I've wasted it a little bit. And I realised afterwards what I probably should have done, going back to the whole Salah thing, is if I was clever, I should have got rid of Salah without on a wildcard and see if it worked out. And then if wildcard him back in. But I didn't do that because we're going to get to it shortly. But there's a certain Chelsea boy in the middle looking tasty, I certainly was looking at, and I probably should have played it that way. Bournemouth, Leicester, Josh King with his second of the season, both penalties. King's on penalties, the only way he seems to be scoring. Obviously, Wilson with an assist. He's still getting points. Old surfboard boy, Callum Wilson. And then 2 late Leicester goals and a red for Wes Morgan.
I don't know what, I wonder what percentage he is. Probably not that high, is he? Not having the best season, are they?
Not this season, I wouldn't have thought, no. They started off not doing too bad, but it went a bit, little bit wrong there, being, 4-0 down at one point, I think. So Chelsea, let's talk about Chelsea, the man of the moment, the talk of the town, rising like the proverbial salmon. Chelsea 4, Cardiff 1, Pedro, little Pedro, no. Hazard, get on the H. Everyone is getting on the H. Little Jimmy Hazard. I called it several game weeks ago that this unknown player called Hazard would be really good one day.
Oh, it's like one of those classic, Craig and the Belgian thing, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah. 5 goals in his last 3, this little fella. A hat-trick. Someone tweeted us their team, tweeted us at the Gaffer Tapes, and they triple-captained Hazard.
Fuck.
Yeah. Proof, if proof be needed. I don't know what's going on. Do you know what? I'm actually drinking today. I think that's probably the whole...
You couldn't tell, mate.
Camino too. Yeah, well, I've only just started. But you know, like when you have your first beer and you're really enjoying it and you think, oh, I feel a little bit... Yeah, getting a bit of that. And I've done a little bit of heroin as well, so...
Ah, I see.
But yeah, well, that's exciting.
So, also, two
drinking
assists...
and holding the helm. Holding the helm, that's not a thing.
Christ almighty. Two assists for your main man as well.
Yeah, beautiful Olivier Giroud. 3 goals in 2 games for him. three goals in two games, not even a thing. Three assists in two games for him. Willian with an absolute belter as well. You see that Willian goal was fucking superb. But he came off the bench for Pedro, so I'm guessing that's the problem. That's why I didn't want to bring in Pedro when everyone was bringing him in a couple of game weeks ago, because I was like, I think he's just going to get rotated with Willian.
The problem is with those two, it's now it's going to happen every week. Mm. Now Willian will start next week, won't get anything. Pedro will come on 70th minute, score. Then we'll start the week after, won't do anything, Willian will come in, and they just rotate like that the rest of the season.
It's a pain in the ass. That's what happened at the end of last season with me, actually. I brought in Willian, and exactly the same thing happened, and it was a pain in the ass. And although Fabregas, I think, was in the mix last time as well, wasn't he? He was getting rotated
with
him. So, yeah, when he gets back from injury, as I assume he's, I don't think he is yet, then, yeah, it's just going to be even worse. So avoid those boys if you can. But, yeah, Hazard, 10.8 mil, you know, he's got to look tasty.
Oh, yeah. What about Giroud?
Yeah, I don't know. He's a little bit more expensive than, because he's not really scoring. But like I said, three assists in two games. But then you've got a lot cheaper strikers, as we're going to get to, the likes of your Danny Ings.
Yeah, because the thing is, Giroud is still he's still cheap, and his price has dropped two pips.
Yeah, he's cheapish.
7 point. His problem is that there's some really high performing mega budget players,
which
in the minute,
are like a good mil plus less.
Yeah,
than him.
Could be interesting if. If Giroud properly is now just going to start instead of Morata for the rest of the season.
Well, apparently just because of his international form, he got the nod against instead of Morata. But
yeah,
I don't know if that's going to be ongoing. Who bloody knows? Huddersfield 0, Palace 1. Zaha goal. He's goal every other game for him. Game weeks 1, 3 and 5.
This is a bit of a classic week for players that people at the start of the season thought were going to be good and are just like Zaha and Arnautovic and Ings, just like classic people that everyone's got.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Them getting in points, yeah.
Yeah, it's that cheap sort of third striker.
Yeah.
But then people moaning that Arnautovic isn't as cheap as some of the better performing ones. I know he scored, we're going to get to that. But your sort of Zahas and your Ings, yeah, a little bit more attractive.
You could go completely budget, like relatively with your forward, and have Zaha, Arnautovic, and another guy like Mitrovic.
Yeah,
and then that's only and then you're only spending like 21 million ish on your entire strike force.
Yeah, and then load up on your midfield.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's not a bad idea. Actually, I might wildcard into that.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. Absolutely love to see that. Another Palace player getting a few points, Hennessy. I looked at him in my wild card, 4.5 mil at the back. In fact, I think I have Hennessy. Did I go for it? No, I didn't go for him.
He's got to be worth it as the second, at least your second keeper.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Well, although if your second keeper's Fabianski, and I've just gone Fabianski and old Etherington. What's his name?
The Etheridge, you're thinking of.
Yeah, Etherington.
Edgington, yeah, yeah.
Edgington.
Edgingberries.
Yeah. Yeah, I've gone them boys, so I'm just going to just whoever has the better one, bing, bong, bing, bong, bing, bong. Because I did have De Gea for a long time at the start and just thought it's not going to be like last season, I don't think.
No.
But yeah, we can't talk about Palace, obviously, without talking about everyone's boyfriend, Wan-Bissaka. He's back, clean sheet in all three bonus. He's back to being the talk of the town.
He is such a beast, isn't he?
Mans are on his bandwagon like no one's business. 9 points, so that's it. You know, I think those people that got rid of him when he got the red card, I mean, if there was a few, bloody stupid, just hold on to him. It's bench fodder anyway if he's 4 mil.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
It's 4.1 now. That is just mental, isn't it? How can you not have him?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Luckily, I kept him. Yeah, and he's going to be a bit more of a mainstay in my team, especially I think they've got Newcastle at home coming up. So, attractive fixtures like that. It's always worth it.
Nice. I like...
go on.
Sorry, just talking about defenders. We're not really talking about them now. But Willy Bolly.
Oh, Willy Bolly. Yeah, Bolly's in my team, in my lineup,
Oh, is he?
Yeah, the wild card.
Yeah. I like him.
Yeah, he's been decent.
Yeah, and I was getting confused with Wilfred Bonny.
Yes, similar names. I think they're related. Oh, imagine.
Yeah, that's how it works.
So happy, wouldn't you?
Oh God! And if people's names were just, if you're just related to people by, if your name sounds similar,
if your name sounds a little bit similar. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's how it works.
Yeah, like David Gray and who else?
Yeah, like David Gray and someone else.
Why did I think of David Gray?
I thought it was a joke coming up here.
No, and I nearly said someone else with the surname Gray, but then I was like, that wasn't the point we were making.
Oh, like David Gray and David Gray, his Spanish cousin.
I don't know. I'll think of one. I will think of one. I don't usually drink during the week. This is quite exciting. City 3, Fulham 0. Sané, with his first goal this season, it's also the first time he's played 90 minutes, right? His previous games, he played 3 minutes, 14, 13, and then none. That's nothing.
Mental.
That is half an hour of football in 4 games. He plays 90 minutes, and he does get the goal. Goals for Silva and David Silva, that is. And Sterling, 2 assists for the highly captained Sergio Aguero. I captained him myself. God, I suppose it did pay off, didn't it? Obviously, you could have had your armband on Salah. But, 5.1% picked, so I think a lot of those people were captain young Aguero. But, yeah, City strolling on, aren't they? Nothing for Mitrovic. He was, highly touted. Everyone's interested in Mitrovic. Everyone's tweeting us their team. You see, Mitrovic is a very, very popular third striker at the moment.
I don't think you can really expect anybody that's playing against Man City sort of a dead fixture, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah, I think so. And City at home, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's looking good. But a team that can win away from home, guys, is the mighty Arsenal. Newcastle 1, Arsenal 2. We get another win. We're starting to hit. I don't know if we're hitting form. I don't think form's the right way.
As the results for this were coming in, I was hanging out with my brother and was just like, every time a goal came in, because I've still got Aubameyang and Mkhitaryan. Yeah. And it's like, Arsenal have scored. It's Xhaka. What the fuck? Ozil, what the fuck is going on?
I don't know. It's the first time Ozil's done anything all season. Like, anything at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really thought this would be, like, the season for him.
Mm.
I don't know, based on what I just thought, like, new manager, new system.
No Sanchez. Oh, no, Sanchez left before, you know.
But I know what you're saying.
But, like, it's first big... period of time without Sanchez, you know, new season, new us, new manager.
Yeah.
He's now not playing international football, you know, that's like a little bit of a, you know, he can now focus on coming sixth with us this season. I know. Yeah, you would think that, but kind of hasn't worked. Maybe the floodgates will open now. Maybe that's what he needed.
Yeah.
Who knows? Both our strikers get the assists, Lacazette and Aubameyang.
Aubameyang get an assist?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't notice that, actually.
Yeah. But we still haven't had a clean sheet this season, Arsenal.
Still got good fixtures coming up.
Yeah, we conceded very late against Newcastle.
I did think the other week I said maybe getting in some of those cheap Arsenal defenders because you've got loads of good fixtures still.
Mm.
And like their defenders are dropping in price rapidly.
Yeah.
But they just can't keep a clean sheet, can they?
No, that's true. Just trying to think of people that's names sound similar.
Oh my gosh.
I was just thinking of Cliff Richard, but then I couldn't go anywhere with it.
Watford 1.
Watford
United
1.
2.
No, they didn't. United did. Little joke there. Watford 1, United 2. Lukaku again, fourth of the season. He's looking all right. He's looking. Do you know what? So I had my little wildcardy team, and I've got Kane in. Kane, Aguero, and Ings up front. And then I tweeted my team, and a few people were like, why Kane? Why? And I was like, oh, that's not a bad shout. So what I did was I brought in Lukaku instead of Kane. But I think I'm just going to hold on to the money and just go between the two of them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's a bad idea. Because no, maybe Kane does need another couple of weeks to hit his stride. And Lukaku's got a couple of decent games in between then. So maybe that's what I'm going to do. And you can have that if you like. You can just bloody have that, you guys.
Nice, thanks.
Lukaku again, Smalling with a goal. Sanchez is shit, isn't he? Sanchez is dog shit. It's just absolutely nothing now, man.
Yeah.
There's only been
one. Tell me what's happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
You got theory?
Do you just think Mourinho's ruined him? Not in a sexual way, just...
Maybe that's it.
Mm.
Maybe he figured it.
Maybe he made love to him. Maybe
he's literally shagged
maybe
out.
Maybe he made his dogs watch when he did stuff to him.
Too much dogging.
Maybe he did stuff to his dogs. Oh, that would make more sense. I'd like to say legally, that we're not saying that Jose Mourinho interfered with Alexis Sanchez's dogs in any way.
No.
But maybe he did.
Yeah.
Just saying. There's only been one United clean sheet so far this season.
I can't believe that either.
That's mad. And I had De Gea for a long time. So, yeah, that has not paid off. Andre Gray scored for Watford. Second goal of the season. He's 6 mil. But he's only 0.8% picked. I remember at one point last year he was a pretty solid pick, Andre Gray.
Did you know he's related to David Gray?
Oh, that's what I should have done because it's spelt differently. It's a different type of Gray.
Correct.
A different type of Gray. Andre Gray. It's Andre Gray is related to Andre the Giant. That would have been better. That'd have been better. That was like the game.
That was the game.
Yeah, that was the game, and I won. So 1-0. Matic with a red card. Wes Morgan? Yeah, with Leicester. Yeah. So two red cards this week. Matic received the other one. We got a little text, didn't we, from Dom Monaghan, who was like, "United are going to win the league," and then was like, "Only joking." But he was happy that they got a little goal, wasn't he? The lad, a little win.
So I'm just trying it's to nice to get something out.
I can't find where it is. Yeah, it's nice that they have something. But I said to him, let's be honest, they're going to be, you know, struggling and wrestling Arsenal for sixth place. Wolves 1, Burnley 0. Burnley lose again, man. What the fuck has happened? They haven't won this season.
Oh, and fucking Jimenez misses so many chances.
Yeah.
Christ, Wolves are so good. You didn't see this game, did you?
That was at the end of Match of the Day, wasn't it? No, I think I fell asleep. I'm a father.
Was it the late game on Saturday or the early Sunday game?
It was, Sunday, sorry. That was Sunday.
Yeah, they absolutely destroyed. They had something like 40 shots, maybe 37 shots.
Yeah.
Just were like absolutely annihilating them. Really lucky to keep it at 1-0 Burnley, I thought. And then it was only a sort of, like, they only just lost.
Yeah.
Even then, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Wolves
are still looking good.
Score, but he's only two goals so far this season. I know he is playing for Wolves, and he's surrounded by other players getting a few points. But yeah, he's their striker, and sort of only two in five games. I don't know if he's sort of worth that money.
No,
I haven't seen him in any teams for the last sort of few weeks or so.
No, because I think there's Neves. A lot of people have got, but
he's high picked, I think.
Oh, so him and Bolly are actually their two highest scoring players.
Bolly.
Yeah, that Doherty looks quite good as well.
Yeah.
And then I suppose Jimenez has still got more points than the other people. They've got like Jota, who plays up front with him, but who's classed as a midfielder, who was really highly picked at the start of the season, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I wonder how much has he gone down? Has he not gone up, surely? Jota's gone down 3 pips.
Has he?
At the start of the season?
Shit.
Christ almighty, he's only 6.2 now. They have...
He started at 0.5, did he?
Yeah. I tell you what, if he... I don't know if he can go down any further because he's like basically lost all his. He's gone down. He's lost 50% of his ownership.
Has he?
Yeah. He was 300,000 people had him, and that's only 120.
That is a lot, isn't it? I suppose it's just people bringing him in, thinking that he's going to do something. And then as soon as he doesn't, he's the first to go.
That
money's better spent elsewhere.
I wonder if he'll come in. If he gets a couple of goals, he's a pretty good buy, I think.
Yeah.
No, because now he's not that expensive.
Yeah, and they're sort of settling in all right now, Wolves, aren't they?
I think so.
Yeah, good luck to them. Raise a drink to Wolves.
Speaking of teams that are settling in.
Yeah.
Every week I say we're good. I normally say we're so total shit.
Are you talking about the podcast?
No.
Talking about me?
No,
and
no. Yeah, exactly. I always say that we're shit.
Mm.
Except for this year, we're actually properly good. We just lose every game. Not this week. Everton 1, West Ham 3. We looked awesome, finally.
Yeah, well, you got the win. I didn't see you winning. I know Everton had a lot of players out, but yeah, I didn't see you boys winning, you know.
No, considering
at Everton.
We've almost never beat them at Everton either.
Mm.
So they got a really good record against us. Yarmolenko looked like he was going to die.
Yeah.
It's so goals, knackered by the end of it.
Why did he look like he was going to die?
Well, I think that's why he hadn't been playing before, because we got loads of injuries, but he still wasn't really playing because I don't think he was match fit.
Yeah.
And by the end, he looked literally like... They kept subbing people off.
Mm.
And then every time it wasn't him, he was like, fucking hell, guys, like, come on.
Yeah.
You know, when it cuts to them and they're like sweating and like just jogging and like waving around.
Yeah, he was doing that.
And he scored a really nice goal, though.
Yeah, I did see the goal, yeah. Yeah, he got two, didn't he? But very nice. Arnautovic with a goal as well, third of the season. Who is Yarmolenko, though?
Yarmolenko?
Yeah.
Right. Do you mean, like a forward, a wing, sort of a wing forward, I'd say.
Oh, what's he been up to? Where's he been hiding?
Plays like internationals, you probably would have seen him.
Oh, international. He plays internationally, does he?
Yeah. Like, that's probably the only way, like, where you'd have seen him.
Yeah.
He's always on there. Because I think before he was playing in Ukraine, wasn't he? Did he play for Zenit? Dynamo Kiev. Oh, no, that's right. Yeah, he played for Kiev. And then we got him from Dortmund. So you probably wouldn't have seen him too much.
Okay.
But he plays for...
West Ham?
Ukraine.
Scored two goals for him. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So he's in the World Cup, you'd have seen.
Was he? Yeah.
Not in... I don't think they were in this one, but the previous one.
Oh, right.
They were, weren't they?
Ages ago. Mm. Interesting, yeah. Very interesting. Two goals for that boy, yeah. One for on average. Nothing for Walcott. People thought he wasn't going to play, but he did play, but just didn't get anything.
No, he didn't look very good, actually, which I was surprised about.
Yeah, a lot of people saying he wasn't match fit.
No, so I'm guessing about that. But
they did have several injuries, didn't they?
Yeah, that guy they've got who no one can decide how to pronounce his name, Dinge, Digny, Dionge, you know, the fullback.
Dionge Digny. I think it's both, isn't it?
Dionge Digny. I think he came from, was he from Barcelona or was he from PSG? Fuck, I can't remember. But yeah, because he's French and he came from Spain, so probably from Barcelona. Yeah, probably. So no one can decide how to pronounce his surname. But he didn't look very good as well. But he'd been waiting for his chance. And I think a lot of people thought when he started he was going to be like really good.
Yeah.
But it's hard to tell from TV, but he didn't. Every time the ball came to him, he looks a little bit fucked.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Interesting. Southampton 2, Brighton 2. This was quite a good game. Ings scores his third for the season, right? So he's, 5.7 mil. When I looked, he was 7.8% pick. Yeah, he is the ultimate third striker now. I'm seeing a lot of people have brought him in. He's certainly my third striker. He can't play next game because they've got
Liverpool. He's loaned from Liverpool, is he?
Because he's on loan, yeah. But I've brought him in now because his price is only going to rocket. And I think he's worth it. 5.7 mil I bought him at. That's pennies. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
That is bloody pennies.
That is cheap.
And he's scoring, isn't he? And if you've got a decent midfield, just rotate him in and out with your fifth midfielder if your midfield is that strong. Which is basically what I'm going to do. Back-to-back goals for Højbjerg. Is that right?
For who?
Can we say that?
I don't know how you pronounce it, actually.
Yeah, we'll go for Højbjerg. Holberg.
Yeah, I'm sure that won't get picked up.
Yeah. Murray reminding us that he's still knocking around. He was Craig's boyfriend last year, wasn't he? Fourth this season. Again, you know, he's cheap, 6.5 mil, but he's only 2.1% picked at the moment. I'm sure that's probably gone up by now. But
shit, me. Højbjerg, he's got mental stats. So only 23,000 people have had him at the start of the season, right?
Yeah.
Didn't play the first 2 weeks, so he went... but no one transferred him out, really. Stayed flat. Then last game, he got third game week three, he got minus 1 point.
Yeah.
So basically everybody that had him dropped him. And then so he went down a pip. And then since then, since everybody left him, he's got 9 and 10.
Decent, yeah.
So he played nothing, fucked up, everyone's dropped him, and then he's got a couple of points.
Yeah.
For a 4.4 million midfielder.
4.4.
And he scored, 9 and 10.
Yeah, that's pretty good, I suppose. But yeah, he's one of them, like, don't, you know, you can see a few people sort of jumping on that bandwagon and then that nothing happening for the rest of the season. But yeah, 4.4 is not bad, you know.
Well, literally about as cheap as you can get, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah. I think it is. Okie doke, yes, that was game week 5. It's in the bag. That's kind of what happened, you know, long and short of it, in a way. Let's do the bloody top 10, mate. The mini league brought to you by monstershop.co.uk. Those prizes are still up for grabs. So we haven't closed the league off yet. We've got 8,500 people in the league. We're going to shut it off at about 10,000, we said, or Christmas, whichever one comes first. I'm guessing it might be Christmas now because it has slowed down a little bit, but you never know.
Yeah, I think most people will be in their teams leagues now, won't they?
I think so, yeah. I think that'll be
But if you're not, you can join on...
You can do, yeah. The PIN, 4817-1594. That's 4817-1594. We'll use the auto-join link, thegaffertapes.com/join. Christ. Let's do the bloody top 10!
Nice.
In at 10.
Right.
Go on.
So I do it?
Oh, yeah, you go for it, mate. Yeah, I'll just sit back.
This is going to be a nightmare, isn't it?
I've done a lot of talking so far, it feels.
We got a new person in 10, James McKay.
McKay.
At 9... Alexander McCrace, Mercier?
McCrook.
McCrook, is that right?
I'm just going to say words, yeah.
Chocolate Bear, nice. Eighth is Victor Moses Lawn, Tom Richard.
Richmond Sausage.
Number 9, gone down a couple of few places in 7th. I said number 9. And Mbappe Hassan.
Mbappe.
Down to 6th is Joanne Labert. Is that right?
Yeah, man. Doing good.
Up to 5th is Raddy. I'll give you that. Number 4th is Tito.
Tito.
Inter and Exeter United.
Yeah.
Sticking with it in 3rd place is Rob Turner. Rod Turner?
Rad, I think.
2nd is Ornberg, 93.
Just everything said with a question mark. Second is Orenburg.
It's good because no one knows as well. I'm going to say anything.
That's true,
actually. Craig just says it, and then it's like no one's ever going to question it. Yeah. Hang out, yeah. First is Andrew McLennan. First, done it, well done.
It's not. But, yeah. You know, he's close enough. Yeah.
So that's what I mean. No one knows, do they?
Andrew McKinnon is currently top of the Gaffer Tapes League. Congratulations to him.
What about our positions? That's what the people want
to
know.
Well, that's the main thing, isn't it? Ash, you are still leading us, but only by 7 points now. You didn't have a great week.
How the fuck are you guys still behind me? I have done so bad.
Yeah. Well, terrible I've done relatively bad last couple of weeks. But yeah, there's only 7 points between us. You were 2,303rd in the Gaffer Tapes League. I am 2,758th in the Gaffer Tapes League. You're on 310, I'm on 303. And holding us all up, Craig, 6,645th. He's a 133 click wanker. He's got 237 points. And we found where Don Monaghan is. We've got his team. We've bookmarked his team. He is on exactly the same points and on exactly the same position in the league as me, 303.
That's because 2000. He listens every week and just follows your advice. Just straight up, bam.
Yeah.
Does it? Gets a little sausage in.
Well, that's why I got. That's why I'm drinking tonight and being a little bit incoherent. My little boy threw up just before we started recording and I disappeared for ages. And he's fine now, don't worry. But yeah, so I'm a little bit discombobulated. So hopefully he's listening tonight to all my, brilliant tips. But we did say to Dom on the little group chat that we got that, you know, we're on the same points. And he said... well, you can add that I've challenged Tom to a pub car park duff up with fists. Brackets, not the face, it's my fortune, close bracket, which made me laugh.
That's good.
So, yeah, so if you want to, maybe we should sell tickets to that. Well, I don't think we're going to do a live show. We're not going to do Gaffer Tapes Live Part 2 this season, I don't think, unless we do it right at the end of the season. Yeah. So,
what, like a Logan Paul KIS style Tom versus Don boxing
pub
match?
Car park.
Yeah, but in a car park.
Yeah, in a car park. Yeah, exactly the same. Except nice. I wouldn't want to place a hand on him in aggression.
You'd just start crying just immediately. Yeah. I could never hit you.
I could never hit him. I'd like to have one of those fights with him where it starts off as like a fight and you're kind of pushing each other in the rain, but then you end up sort of grabbing each other and kissing. Do you know what I mean? Like one of those, like, you know, like a, I hate you, mate. I love you. And then you start kissing, and then it's. Like, I think. And then the rain.
I think if you,
you make love
I think
in the
if you
rain.
Start. Yeah, I think if you start crying and declaring your love with them before the fight starts,
yes.
Probably not the same thing.
No, probably not. Probably not. But there you go. Yes, that is game week 5 and our league positions. Coming up in part 2, we have the social segment. We have Facebook questions. We've got your Twitter questions. We've got all those things, a couple of emails. And then we're going to be back in part 3 to talk about the upcoming game week 6. We're going to pick our power bottoms and there might be a little installment of Little Timmy Tinker. You never know. We will see you in a minute.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Ash, Tom, and sadly no Craig this week, as he's off recording with a proper job and that.
Proper job.
So, first part of the second segment.
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page. Facebook/the Gaffer Tapes.
Yeah, the Facebook stuff.
All the Facebooks.
Okay. All the Facebooks. So, first of all, we've got a question. Do you want to read it?
Yes. John Wallace, he said, with United's run looking so green, should I be looking at Lukaku or Pog or both?
Yes, you should. Bam, I'm going to say it. I'm going to wildcard, and much like Tom was saying earlier, get Lukaku the fuck in the door. Not sure about Pogba because he's just the heartbreak kid. He's going to ruin your dreams, crush your spirit. I like him, and I'm always like saying... that he's underrated and we should get him in. But I've been bitten too many times.
Okay. Yeah, I like Lukaku. I'm bringing him in on my wild card as well. What else do you want? Yeah, I kind of looked at Pogba, but I've got absolute budget midfield now. You can get better points so far. I mean, I'm on a lot of bandwagons, to be fair. but at the moment, it seems you can get better points elsewhere other than Pogba.
Yeah.
Yeah. But certainly fair. Lukaku, I think, I think he's
I wonder what,
decent points.
I wonder what, old, Pogba's stats are actually like. 23 points. That's not a lot, is it?
Got a few first couple of game weeks, got a lot.
I did, that's right. Then went up 2 pips there straight away, but hasn't done much since.
But I think he still could. Obviously, there's the whole rift, or potential rift, or alleged rift with Mourinho, but...
No, I don't think that's going to affect him.
It didn't seem to at the start of the season, anyway.
No, and there's a long way to go before Christmas anyway, so I can't see him just like... Even if it was affecting him, I can't see it affecting him the whole time. I think either of them are fine. Lukaku probably over Pogba.
Out of the two, I'd say Lukaku, but yeah, why not?
If you've got Pogba, I wouldn't say it was the worst thing.
Like you said, they've got a nice little run. Green run. There you go, Mr. Wallace. Mr. Ellis, we got a Facebook from. He said, biggest regrets of the season so far. That's from Mr. Ellis on Facebook. What's your biggest regrets of the season so far, Ash? I can't think what mine is.
Mine's definitely... There's a couple of players... Before the season started, you know when you've got like two squads, you're umming and ahhing over. I was trying to decide whether to... I said to a lot of people before the season started that I thought Chelsea were going to do well. So I said this before. I had a lot of the Chelsea boys in. I had Alonso and Pedro in and then took them out. And it's quite annoying because they've done really well.
Mine might be that Pedro. I had the same thing, got rid of Pedro just before the season started, and he had such a great start, didn't he,
Which also fits in with my second one, which is the inverse of it, where I ended up swapping them for Arsenal players because they had a better run.
Okay.
Well, and then Aubameyang and Mkhitaryan have done sweet FA.
I don't think I've had an Arsenal player all season, actually, to be fair.
Have you not?
No, I think I nearly had Aubameyang, but then got rid of him last minute.
What's your role?
Someone else.
What about your BFF, the new holding midfielder, Guendouzi?
Oh, Guendouzi! No, I didn't have him in the end. I had him in a draft of my team because he was so cheap. And I nearly brought him in, but no. And I'm glad I didn't because he just got sort of classic 2 points every single week. But he's a great player. Like, you know, fantasy football-wise, you know, he's not going to set the world alight, but he's a bloody good player. He's going to be a good player for Arsenal, definitely. He's lovely. Nice hair as well. And that's a big thing.
I've got another question.
Andre Martinsson, he says, who is your favourite Norwegian person?
I don't think I know another Norwegian Ty, I've just realised my neighbour's Norwegian.
Is your neighbour your favourite Norwegian person?
It's probably Andre. Oh, it's got to be close.
Andre Martinsson.
The only two I know. I'm only assuming.
Well, he sent the gaffer tape some stuff a couple of seasons ago from Norway, so that makes him my favourite Norwegian person. This is going to get dangerous now because obviously someone's seen that and they've replied. Darren Anthony Hoy said, "Who is your favourite Australian person?"
Do we know more Australian people, though?
Margot Robbie. I mean, I don't know her, but you never said that I had to. Yeah, Margot Robbie. Margot Robbie in Wolf of Wall Street might be the most attractive woman in the world.
You say that about literally everybody in anything.
Do I? She'd be sort of like, you know, like if you could take people from different times, like I'd say Grease 2 Pfeiffer. I'd say Series 2 of Friends Aniston. I'd say Margot Robbie, Wolf of Wall Street, and then Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell. Probably you're looking at about midway, season 4, season 5.
There you go. Ultimate like five-a-side teams we're doing.
Yeah, of course, five-a-side teams. Carmen.
Perfect.
Carmen says...
Oh, I can see where this is going now.
You can see where this is going, can't you? Who is your favourite Spanish person? That question coming in from Spain, from Carmen Torres.
Nice.
Who do you like that Spanish, Ash? I'm just thinking of ladies now. Probably shouldn't. Let's think of footballers. Who do you like? A little Spanish.
I'll tell you who I think is really good and was really underrated.
Yeah.
David Villa.
Ah, yeah, he was, yeah.
Yeah. I think at the time you could get him and David Silva played together.
Yeah.
And you could buy both of them.
They're probably brothers or something, aren't they? Both called David.
I'm sure they both played together, and you could get the pair of them for under 50 million, and no one did, and it's just like, I just could never understand it.
Yeah. What do they come as, like a buy one, get one free, or like as a...
I think buy one, our club's going out of money, get one free.
Buy one, get one half price.
Yeah.
James Doncaster, who is your favourite chef person?
This is getting niche.
Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall, next question. Absolutely love him. Big fan of River Cottage.
Is it? There's a guy in Eton that looks really like him, and I always think it's...
Really?
Might be.
I love him. Love Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall. He's brilliant. Check out River Cottage if you don't know who I'm talking about. Let's move on. We've exhausted the Facebook questions. Let's move on to our particular favourite. Tweets for my tweet.
Where's Craig?
Where's Craig? No one knows. He's with Stormzy's girl. Should we start a rumour that he's having sex with Stormzy's girlfriend?
I'd quite like to keep him as the like one of the hosts. I think when he gets battered to death.
Yeah, that's true. Or you know, we could have Stormzy on instead. Instead, even better
when he kills him. Yeah,
that is better.
Part of his community service.
It can be to fill Craig's shoes on the gaffer tapes because I hate bloody hosting. I tell you what,
we could do.
I didn't know what I was talking about for the first 20 minutes.
Forget you fighting Dom. Mm. I would 100% pay to see Craig fighting Stormzy.
The undercard to me and Dom can be Craig versus Stormzy.
That would be such a good
fight. And then you'll have to fight someone as well, Ash.
I don't think... Oh, pacifist, mate. I think watching Craig play his blood feud with Stormzy would be worth everything.
That would be, yeah. Yeah.
How many times do you think you'd have to do that fight before Craig would win it?
Oh, I don't know. I think we're just assuming, you know, that Stormzy would beat up Craig. You never know. Craig might know some ninja shit.
Have you seen Craig?
He's worked on Ninja Warrior enough times. You know.
Oh, that's true.
He might know some ninja shit.
Maybe
never
he does.
Underestimate a ninja.
Yeah.
There we
tweets.
Go. Tweets. Twiddly tweets. Ex EastEnder tweeted us and said, Hazard for Salah. Talk me out of it. We mentioned it earlier, didn't we?
Yeah. Just do it.
Just do it. Yeah. See, I think do it if you've still got your wild card. Because if it doesn't work, then you can just reverse it, essentially. Well, but do it and then spend the money elsewhere. You'll get a 2.2 mil. Spend that money. Live lavishly. Enjoy it. And if it doesn't work, hop in your time machine and go back and sort it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's good advice, isn't it?
That's good advice. Ian Stimson messages in.
Stimberries.
Is Hazard essential? Is Craig essential? Is Timmy Tinker essential? Yes.
Brackets.
Is Hazard essential? Yes.
Yeah.
Is Craig essential? Apparently so.
Yes.
Is Timmy Tinker essential? We'll find out at the end of the episode.
Timmy Tinker's always essential, but I think Craig's essential just for me to be, because I can't be the comedy relief if I have to hold the bloody ship together. If I have to be quite literally the gaffer tape holding us together, then I can't
be. Oh my God. Craig is the gaffer tape.
Oh my God. Craig is the gaffer tape.
Oh my God.
It really is. It just falls apart without him.
Cool. MC Tech Writers messaged in.
MC Tech Writer.
What's
oh, God. He's asked us 1,000 questions. He says, fill your boots. How long do you hold your nerve with Salah? We kind of mentioned that. Will Lucas Moura stay in the team with Son coming back?
This is a dip.
I didn't even think about that because Moura is in my wildcard team. Oh.
You didn't think about it?
Cool blimey governor. I didn't. I just whacked him in.
Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, sweet.
I don't reckon he will. Unless... Son is really knackered like everybody else.
Yeah, well, he is a little bit tired at the moment. Oh, but you'd think Moura, he's been in such form that you'd think he'd keep his
oh, team. Well, unless, didn't they play Moira? Didn't they
Moira,
play Moira?
Moira Stewart?
Yeah, played Moira.
You know Moira Stewart is related to Stuart Lee, the comedian?
Yeah, and his brother's with Stuart Downing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Unless, I don't know if they can imagine if there's a way that they can play Son, Moura, and who's the little midfielder they've got who's Danish?
Eriksen.
Correct. If they can play those three and fuck off Lamella,
mm.
they definitely will because Lamella's awful.
Do you think they can do that? Can they do that?
I think they could. I don't know why. Yeah. If that happens, then definitely keep him because they'll be even better, won't they? With Son back.
Okay. Okay. Outside of the big teams, what keepers do you rate? This is all still MC Tech Writer. Gosh, Edrington Berries. What do we call him? Etherington. Edmonton. Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. That guy. And
yeah.
Hennessy as well, I think. Ash, this one can be for you. Have West Ham turned the corner since beating Everton?
I think... Yes, because we're like playing really nicely. I don't know if it's the only thing I care about. But we've still got really difficult fixtures and a fuck ton of injuries and no real defence.
Yeah.
So like every time they announce the defence before a game, it's like, oh my God. Mm. Like we're still playing Masuaku left back.
Yeah.
So there's definitely problems. At some point we're going to have a run of easy games, then it'll probably be time to get on. And Anatovic is probably a good pick if he's not yellow against anybody.
Mm. Yeah, Yeah, I was telling my mate at work, he was like, oh, I need to get rid of Arne out of it. She said that the other week, and I was like, no, nah, just leave him a little bit. Leave him. Mm-hmm. Let him, give him time. And it worked.
I think at some point, I think against worse teams, Felipe Anderson will get a bag full of points because they won't be able to live with him. But against the good teams, mm. it's probably... like we, when we don't have possession of the ball, it's not as effective.
Yeah. Okay. West Ham insight. FPL problems, basically, to sum it up, says that he wasted his triple captain on Aguero. Is his season completely fucked? What tips have you got? So basically, is your season fucked if you fuck up your triple captain?
Nah, keep the faith. It's so early in the season,
it's
honestly.
So early in it. I keep saying that. Yeah.
Like last season, I don't think I was doing particularly well till like almost halfway.
Mm.
Like at Christmas, I don't think I was doing that well.
And then you finished like 850th in the world or something. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, just keep. I mean, loads of people fuck up their triple captain. No one really ever gets, like, a few people on Twitter will get mega points for their triple captains, but like generally people don't. It doesn't really make much difference.
Yeah,
Don't worry about it. Be good. Okay. We'll be fine.
We got one from the FPL Bear. Said FPL Bear is hungry for more points.
That is amazing.
That's great. Yeah, love stuff like that. King Chip, old Chipper, said, out of all FPL players, pick your own five aside. 1, 2, 3, 4. What? 2 defenders, a midfielder, and a striker. And a keeper, obviously. Blimey. That's difficult, isn't it? That's interesting, though. Little five aside. Imagine doing a little five aside tournament. That's something you could do, isn't it? On your own. Like just you and some mates.
Play a five side tournament.
Play a little, have a little FPL five side tournament where you just pick 5 players, 2 defenders, midfielder, and let's say you've got a budget of, I don't know, like.
You could have invented a new thing. Well, you could really have an unlimited budget. You just pick 5, just you've got to pick you can have all the rest of your players, because you have to fill your squad, but you have to fill them with people that aren't in the league anymore. So they can never play. Yeah, like players you know that are in it that are dead. You know, players get transferred out, don't they?
Yeah.
And then so they can never get any points. So I have a whole team full of them and 5 proper players, and then see who gets the most points.
Okay, interesting. Why not?
Who would be in your FPL?
Oh, fucking hell. What of your weird criteria of players that are dead? I don't know.
I'm saying you could play this as a game,
yeah.
Right? Where you set up a league with a secret sausage.
Yeah.
But you can only pick 5 players. Yeah. But you can't register a team with 5 players, so the rest of them...
Oh, right, I'm with you, sorry.
Jesus Christ.
All the other players you pick are players that aren't in the game. I'm with you. So that you only have 5. I completely understand. I'm with you now. Sorry.
Yes.
I was just thinking, shall I make the Justin Fashion joke? Okay, lovely. Yeah. Oh, wow, that's tough. I probably would have said before the season that you'd have to go for De Gea in goal, Alonso. Oh, fuck, yeah. I probably would have picked a United defender.
Would you go for Wan-Bissaka now? And he's only because Price doesn't come into it.
No, definitely not. Then Alonso, definitely, because he's been amazing for me this week, this season. Maybe Mendy because he seems to be nailed on. Midfield Salah, up front Aguero, I guess.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
Oh, that is a good question, though. Maybe we'll explore that further, Chippy.
Chippy, we could do our we could do between certain weeks have a five-a-side competition or something, or in the last like 10 weeks of the season or something, start a little five-a-side league.
Let's try and do that.
Yeah, maybe a little prize or something.
Yeah. Oh, okay, we'll try and work out how we can do that. That might be quite a good idea. Well done, King Chippers.
Yeah. For any other business for next week, if anybody can tweet in and tell us what is the best Android podcast app, let us know. I suspect there is a Audio Boom Android app. I don't know, but I imagine there probably will be. So if you just want to listen to us, you can listen to us on there. Which is probably the only thing you would want to do.
Yes.
Just listen to repeats of us.
That was the second part of Chippers, King Chip's answer. Question, rather. Right, talking of other business, it is that time.
Any other business, is that right? Any other business, it's all right. Any other business. Gaffer tapes, any other business, working on the pod, come on.
So what is the other business?
Well, I'd like to bring up some business. If you don't follow us on Twitter, get us on Twitter. We're running a competition. We've been running it since the 3rd of September. You can win a copy of FIFA 19. Yes, you can.
The big picture of Ronaldo on the front.
Yes, I know, and I tweeted the wrong thing. Our friends at Monster Shop, obviously they're the ones who provide in the game, the FIFA 19 game. they gave me the artwork, but I did the wrong artwork. It's him in the Real Madrid shirt. It should be him in the Juve shirt.
Oh, wow. So they did their front cover, yeah.
They did it and then did it again. And I did the wrong one. But yeah, if you want to win a copy of FIFA 19, simply retweet that tweet. It's our pinned tweet on Twitter. Follow us and Monster Shop for a chance to win. It's about 1,500 people at the moment that are in that competition. And we're going to do it on this coming Monday the 24th or whatever it is, 20 whatever date Monday is.
20th or whatever.
This coming Monday, we're going to reveal the winner. So yeah, to be in with a chance of that, check out our pinned tweet on Twitter. We got my favourite tweet that we've had for ages and ages from Paul Buchanan.
Oh, I'm a father.
At Paul LUFC 17. He said, he tweeted us a picture of his 8-month-old little girl, and she's sat on a sofa. She's wearing a Gaffer Tapes t-shirt. I guess it's a onesie, but she's got little trousers on as well. I guess it's a onesie, I don't know. But we do sell t-shirts. Go to thegaffertapes.com/shop. But yeah, she's wearing his little 8-month-old. She's wearing a Gaffer Tapes bit of merch, and she's holding a laptop with the Gaffer Tapes audio boom page on. Nancy, aged 8 months. Dad isn't supposed to be playing FPL this year due to perceived priorities, quotation marks. She has kindly taken over and wants to know which are the best Wolves assets and why. Here she is in her Gafferazzi clobber.
That's so cool.
I love that. I love stuff like that when we get tweets like that. Because people don't know this, but doing a podcast is very unrewarding. No, it is. But then you see stuff like that and you think, oh. And like when you don't do a podcast, like we missed last week, and people go, where is it? And like people that don't usually get in contact with you say, where is it? And you feel like you're letting people down. And it's like, do you know what I mean? It's little things like that. It's heartwarming and it does make it worth it.
You do make it sound very depressing.
It's not depressing, but like stuff like that just warms your heart, doesn't it? It's lovely. Thanks, Paul Buchanan. That's lovely. I don't know if that was an actual question about Wolves. It was, wasn't it?
I think so.
Never.
Shall I answer that part?
Yeah, sorry. Go for it. Yeah.
We talked about it before. Yeah, Bolly is good. Defender, 4.5.
Oh, Willa Bolly.
Exactly. You get to hear that. Neves is good. Takes a lot of shots. I'm not sure what his returns will be. Now his price has gone up a bit. Unless you got him in early, I'm not so sure if he's value. Doherty, I think, looks good as well. I'm not sure how many clean sheeps they'll get, but... Clean sheeps they'll get.
Yeah.
But also they might not concede many goals. I think that it's a difficult one with them. They've got loads of really cheap players and look good, but haven't scored that many points.
Yeah.
But I think Bolly or Jimenez, like, you're not going to get it because they're so cheap. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I think you could get anybody from them. Like, Touré looks really good, but he only comes on for the last 20 minutes of every game. But then he looks like he could do something.
Yeah.
Like, if they're your fifth defender or your fifth midfielder or your third striker, I don't think you can go too wrong.
Okay.
Those are the main assets.
Okay, and that's what we need, assets. I like it. Thanks very much. Yeah, very good. We got a few correspondence about something that we announced on Twitter and people asking us about it. We are writing a book.
Are we talking about this?
Yes. We were told.
Did you go rogue and announce it on Twitter?
No, I asked Craig. Should we announce it? And he went, oh, I'll give it a couple of weeks. So I sort of gave it like 4 days, and then I tweeted. I went, quick question at Craig Hazel. Can we announce that we've signed a book deal? Yeah. So then it was out there. So there you go. Yeah. Fantasy football book coming soon. Keep your eyes peeled for that.
Yeah.
Say soon. It's not going to be that soon, but it's it's going to be
it's in the works.
Shelves. Yeah, very much in the works. All very exciting.
Also, look forward to the blog post, Why We Now Aren't Doing a Book.
Yes.
We didn't do it in about 6 months' time.
Disgraced. Yeah. No. But, you know, we've signed contracts and shit, so it'll happen, don't worry. Then we got a tweet from M. Bison. I don't think the actual M. Bison.
Yeah, he just upgraded Sagat into a tree.
He said, now I haven't listened to this. He said, did you guys listen to the Scout cast this week? And what did you think of the Gaffer-esque FPL quiz?
Shit, I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it, yeah.
Did they just do a quiz, or was it really Gaffer's? If they've done Neil versus the Scout on Ice.
I did think that. I think I replied and said, if it's Neil versus Real, we riot.
Oh, shit.
But I don't think it is. I should really listen to that. But like, I replied and I said, none of us actually listen to fantasy football podcasts, so I don't. I have no idea. I've been told that many a fantasy football podcast does do a quiz at the end.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming that their quiz this week was obviously very Gaffer-esque.
Well, I don't think they...
It's bloody used to it, man.
I don't remember them doing one before. I haven't listened to it too many times.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a new thing.
Maybe, maybe. But I'll tell you what, let's all have a listen and then we'll all get back to us here next week on any other business and we'll all discuss it. And if we think they ripped us off, we'll sue them. we have an email. We have a fantastic email from Frankie the Gent, but I do fear that reading it out is not going to be the easiest thing to do. Basically, he's called...
I think maybe he could summarise it.
Well, he's called it Timmy Tinker, Choose Your Own Adventure. And he said, dear Gaffer Tapes, I'm loving the alternative tall tales of Tiny Tommy Tinker. Have you considered...
It's got a name wrong.
...a Timmy Tinker, Choose Your Own Adventure book? And then he gives us various examples. You remember the Choose Your Own Adventure books, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I bet you're still bang into them, aren't you? Like, wizards and shit, isn't it?
This reading this email is pretty good.
Yeah, they're really good, yeah. Coach Barry, so an example, page 20, Coach Barry. So I assume he's getting these wrong deliberately, because it's obviously Coach Gary. Come on, guys. Coach Barry says, is completely offside as he tries to teach Tommy the nutmeg. Do you, and you're playing as Tommy, do you, one, say nothing and turn to page 50, or two, scream, stop, police, and turn to page 100. And then he gives you examples of where it's going to go.
That's so good.
But one of them actually mentions something that might be a little bit of a spoiler he doesn't realise for later in the series. So we won't go into that too much. But yeah, that was an amazing email, frankly. Maybe we'll tweet it. Maybe we'll tweet it.
I know what we could do.
Yeah.
We could do the little Timmy Tinker Choose Your Own Story Adventure app.
Oh, wow.
Oh shit!
You could do that. You could make that app. That would be amazing.
Yeah, yeah. We could do that. Oh, that would be quite good. It'd be pretty fucking niche.
I think it would be
as an investment.
Incredibly niche. Yeah,
yeah.
But you know what happened? Yeah, you'd get like the like 50 nutters at the start. Download it, and we think this is going to be brilliant, and then nothing else happens. Like when we like when we did our merchandise line, and like we sold loads of stuff really quickly, and we were like selling like pink t-shirts and hats and cuddly toys, and then that's it. All the nutters have got their stuff now, and we can't sell a fucking thing. Yeah. So yeah, but why not? You know, we'd probably sell about 50. But
it's a good idea.
Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do that. But yeah, thanks, Frankie. That was a really good email. Maybe we'll tweet that because that is funny. There we go. Go on, Ash. Take us out. Take us to the.
I was gonna say, that's it for part two. Coming up in part three, we're going to have a quick look over next week's fixtures. It says on here we're going to do the League of Power Bombs, but do we have Craig's?
We don't. I could message him now quickly and see
if Craig gets back to us, we'll do that, but he's at work, so maybe we won't. And then I think probably Diary of Little Timmy Tinker?
Yeah, I think so.
So coming up in part three. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast Part 3 with Ash, Tom, still no Craig because he's somewhere in the background of live TV. We're going to talk about next week's upcoming fixtures, give you our power bottom picks, and then maybe tell you about little Tommy Tinker, and I might review the story so far, which after an international break will be dead on.
An international break and just a break because we couldn't do a podcast last week. So that's like 3 weeks since we've had a bit of Timmy Tinkerage. So
we'll have to, yeah, need a Timmy Tinker anthology.
Yeah.
So.
Game week six.
Should we look ahead at the fixtures?
Let's do it, mate. Let's do it.
Let's bloody just do it. I don't care what people say. We can look at the fixtures.
I think
we could look at Fulham Watford,
mm-hmm,
and say that it's going to be a game.
It's going to be a game. It's the early
There's
kick-off.
No fucking early kickoff. No cheeky kickoff. No like little cheeky Fridays.
Hmm.
No Frankie Fridays or whatever.
No, none of that. Just a little Fulham Watford jobby. That'd be interesting. Two teams.
Watford obviously flying high.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're coming off that loss, aren't they? Lost to United.
Yeah, it's United though. Do you think Fulham can do it?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it'd be interesting. Yeah, see if Watford can bounce back. But they have looked really good, Watford. It's a tough one.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I fancy a little goal from Mitrovic there. I think potentially.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well.
Fancy at home. Every time Watford I see him still, at home, I think yeah,
they look good. And Watford are still underrated, aren't they? Like even I, you know, wouldn't really pick for Watford, but I mean they've been smashing it.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's people are just thinking that they're going to eventually... Every season you get to sort of like five games in and people are going, oh, fucking hell, so-and-so are really high up. And I think it was like Burnley last year were smashing it at the start, early doors.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think Watford is still going to stay sort of very much top half. So yeah, I wouldn't want to count Watford out at any point really. But decent game though, away to Fulham, yeah.
Speaking of teams where one's doing well and the other isn't, but they're generally the same sort of level, Bournemouth-Burnley. Burnley not doing too well at all.
Still looking for their first win.
Oh, shit, they're dead bottom. Of course, yeah, dead after bottom. We
one
won.
One draw and that's it. Four losses, yeah.
Them and Newcastle both just on 1 point.
I fancy Bournemouth. I think it's just going to stay that way. Burnley just looks so shit.
Yeah, Bournemouth are, what, fifth?
Yeah,
Europa Bournemouth League at the minute, aren't they?
Win, wasn't it? Over yeah, Leicester. Yeah, I think. Bournemouth.
Well, Bournemouth, Burnley defended well against Watford. They still looked like they knew what was going on. So I guess it's going to be a similar threat from Bournemouth, but Burnley are going to be at home this time. I don't know. I think Burnley might take this, actually.
Do you reckon? Do you think this will be their start? You know, their comeback starts on Saturday.
I think if Burnley won it 1-0, I wouldn't be shocked that way. But not to, you know, discount Bournemouth.
Okay,
speaking of people to discount, Cardiff at home to Man City.
Yeah, it's going to be a drumming, isn't it? It's going to be a dick here.
It's going to say it's going to be a draw.
It's going to be a drumming, yeah.
Isn't this your BFF Etheridge?
Etherington Berries. But, you know, he's certainly on my bench for this one.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going for Fabianski at home to Chelsea over this. Yeah.
Neither of them sound good, do they?
No, it doesn't, to be fair, but I just think you can't go for a keeper. Who's playing City, I don't think. I mean, you know, Aguero, he's currently yellow, Sergio Aguero. I don't know if that's anything to be worried about.
This isn't the... I wouldn't captain him. I mean, he's just got 100 goals now, I said that, but he's yellow and doesn't... play as well away from home.
No, that's true. Yeah, so, Aguero at home, I think, is always the safe bet. But do you know what? I'm going Salah this week as my captain. Which we'll get to the Liverpool game. But yeah, I'm starting Aguero even if he is yellow. I don't think, you know, there's too much to worry about there. But he may get rotated. He may only get half an hour. But you know,
yep.
What are you going to do?
Palace against Newcastle.
Yeah.
Major opinions.
I don't really know. Zaha. Well, no, Zaha scored last game, so he won't score against Newcastle. He'll score after that, the next game. He's got to have a little bit of symmetry. His goal every game. So don't pick Zaha. I think Palace will win. I think Palace will beat him. Newcastle were looking dodgy. Palace have been looking all right, really. Not been terrible, have they?
No. No, not really. Not compared to Newcastle.
Oh, Wan-Bissaka. You've got to start Bissaka at home to Newcastle. Doesn't get much tastier than that, does it, really?
That's a fair point.
He's very much getting started by me. Yeah. That's a secret sausage captain pick all day long, isn't it?
Ooh. That's not a bad, just regular captain pick.
Do you reckon?
Do you reckon?
Yeah, but then if Newcastle did score, you're fucked, didn't you? But then he tends to get the old bonus points, doesn't he?
You can see him getting 9 points in that.
Bonus point, yeah. When he's not getting sent off.
The triple captain Wan-Bissaka, home to Newcastle.
Triple captain Wan-Bissaka war wagon.
Oh my god, can you imagine it? Boy.
Oh, I might. I've probably got like a third team somewhere that I used. That I've used, or I've got an email to. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I'll set up a team just to do that.
And then get some Reddit gold.
Oh, beautiful, wouldn't it? Beautiful.
Leicester
Huddersfield.
Well, Leicester, as we were saying, didn't do so well this week.
No, but Vardy suspended last game?
Suspend, I presume so.
He's back now, though, isn't he? He should be.
I don't know, because it wasn't that long ago he got sent off, was it? It was in time it was, but it was only just before the international break.
Was it? I think he should be back now, though, shouldn't he? Oh, maybe not, yeah. should look these things up, shouldn't we? It's not like we do a bloody podcast. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you fancy Vardy there, if he's playing, but like I said, I don't know if he is. So we'll never know. But someone who I do know will be playing will be young Mo Salah. And even though he hasn't provided on his last couple of games, you've just got to captain him at home to Southampton, haven't you?
Vardy did play last time out. His return so far this season has been fucking dreadful.
Vardy?
Vardy, he's got 7 points all season.
Did he play?
But anyway, he got 6 points in his first game.
Did he play?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
He can't have played at the end because his old mate, he took the penalty, didn't he?
Yeah, he was substituted off on the 83rd.
That's what it is.
But
there you go.
That, his red card must have been the second week. I thought it was way later.
Maybe, yeah, because it was... Oh, no, yeah. It was two yellows, though, wasn't it, I think?
Because it was... No, it was straight red, wasn't it?
I fucking remember. Who knows?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Maybe pretend to remember stuff, don't I? Liverpool, Mo Salah. He's definitely my captain pick in my regular team. He's got to be, isn't it? It's got to be. Looks good. Home to Southampton. Yeah.
If you still, in my mind, everyone's got rid of him now, but that's not true.
No. He's still like 40. What did I say? 46 or something percent picked.
I think
there will be a good few more that will get rid of him between now and Saturday. But
yeah.
But that just spurs me on even more to want to captain him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, home to Southampton, fucking duty, isn't it?
It's got to be, man. It's got to be.
What about Lukaku at home? I always say captain and midfielder at home, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's the ash tip, isn't it? But, yeah. Because, like I said, I have bought in Lukaku, and now I am looking at United at home to Wolves, thinking, oh, he's on a bit of form, isn't he, old Romelu?
If I was a United fan,
yeah,
I'd be worried about this fixture.
Mm.
If it was at Wolves, I don't know, maybe not so much on the road.
Yeah. If you were a United fan, you'd be worried about this, did you say?
Yeah, man. I can see Wolves getting a few.
Really? Wow.
Interesting. So, in the Inter game tonight, I think Spurs played Inter.
That's right. Yeah, it was an early kickoff, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, a little cheeky kickoff. But Spurs, someone was saying, will they play Son, effectively who will play out of Son and Mora?
Yeah.
And I said if they could, they would play both of them and ditch Lamella.
Yeah.
But this game, they didn't. Actually, they played Son.
They played Son.
And substituted him off after about 60 minutes for Mora.
Okay, so he got a bit more games on. Does that mean that Son's going to be a little bit more tired? I don't want to have to navigate that. I'm going to have to
assume. I assume that means that he's the first choice then out of the two of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Well, maybe, yeah, I suppose, because it is the bigger game, isn't it? But then, you know, they got Brighton at the weekend. Maybe
I would stay clear of Tottenham. They're still...
Yeah, I'm going to have to, aren't I?
They're still at Wembley. They're, like, tired. Mm. There's, like... Their only good player. They've got
Why
two good
so
players, basically.
Tired, though? What's wrong with them?
Yeah, because they've only got about 7 players. Mm. Apart from fullbacks, who then they've got 100 of, so you can't choose them either.
Mm.
Yeah. But Bright, could you see Brighton beating them at home?
Maybe, yeah. Well, we're going to get to Gaffer Tape's Power Bottom, the Gaffer Tape League of Power Bottom soon. And yeah, I will. I'm certainly picking a Brighton player myself. So yeah, I fancy Brighton to score a bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Then Sunday, early kickoff.
Mm.
Oh, they always put us early against Chelsea because they want people to be writing or whatever.
That's what it is, yeah. They're thinking, well, you know, start at 1:30, they can only have about 8 hours in the pub beforehand. West Ham, Chelsea. Interesting.
Probably
Chelsea
not looking so good for us.
The thing is, obviously, Chelsea, top of the league, you know, they've won every game. But everyone's saying they still haven't looked that good, everyone's saying. Or rather, they haven't looked that convincing. I don't really know what that means.
They've conceded 4 goals and scored 10. I don't know. They've scored more than Liverpool, as many as Man City. So I'm not sure what
people
want from them.
People saying that they haven't been that... I don't know. I think there wasn't much expectation on Chelsea, really, was there, at the start of the season? So I think they've looked better than anyone thought they would. So I don't really know what that's all about.
They've scored 14, conceded 4.
Yeah.
So they've scored the most amount of goals in the league.
Mm.
What? And, yeah, conceded the third fewest.
Yeah. Yeah.
4. Yeah.
How do you see that one panning out? Do you think you're just going to get dicked?
I could see them both. It depends whether Arnautovic has got back because he's gone yellow. He went off injured in the last game. I think it comes down to him, because if we play Chikorita up front, we've got no chance. Yeah. I could see they're definitely going to win, but I mean, like, if it was 4-2 to them, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Because they're not... Oh, no, we just said that they've only conceded four goals, so I would be quite surprised, actually, maybe.
If they conceded two just against West Ham, but you never know.
It seems a bit far-fetched, yeah.
You never know. And then the final game, Arsenal against Everton. I fancy us to carry on that little run. I fancy that. Old Rekarlison is back for that game.
That is a big shout. Get time to get Rekarlison back.
Do you reckon?
If you haven't got him. Let's get him straight back in.
Oh, maybe I can.
Yeah. Now. Oh, you just wildcarded, haven't you?
If I get rid of old Moira Stewart, maybe I can.
Mm-hmm.
I might look at doing that now.
I'd have him over Moira any day.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, maybe I'll do that.
It's nice of them to put a little mid-table fixture mid-table on the live TV.
I mean, you know, it really is now, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Like one of those pointless Intertoto Cup games.
Intertoto, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been in terrible form. I do apologise. I'm so sorry. I'm a father and I've been drinking. Right, it's the time for the Gaffer Tapes League of Power Bottoms. I don't know who our picks were, obviously not from last week because we weren't here, but the week before. I know mine was, I was training terribly and I picked Lukaku and he scored two, so I'm happy with that. So I know I'm back in it, but Craig has the spreadsheet, so I don't know our exact points, but I'll get him to tweet it once the pod's out. Game week 6 power bottoms. What are we saying? I, little spoiler a second ago, but yeah, I'm going for Murray. I think he's the forgotten man from last season. I think he was amazing. Craig sang his praises and was like, what else more does he need to do? He was just scoring. At one point, he was just scoring every game. I think we said, what, 4 so far this season? And they're at home to Spurs, and Spurs leak goals. And it's technically, it is a power bottom, because they're bottom half. So, yeah, I'm going Glenn Murray.
Nice.
I like that. We did message Craig in the break. We said, can we have your power bottom? And he said, my new boyfriend, James Maddison. So that's Craig. So that's his new boyfriend now. So he's claimed him as his boyfriend as well, which is...
Madison's looked really good.
Strong. Yeah, yeah. He's been very good.
He said every week.
Ash, what are you saying?
I'm going to go for the same pick one of us does every week. And I think probably will do until they get into the top half. Mitrovic.
Okay. Yeah, nice. There you go. Murray, Mitrovic, Maddison, all beginning with an M. Something there, isn't there? Something there. It's a sign.
So that's the review of the upcoming game weeks, if that makes sense. So last final thing, it's Super Timmy Tinker's Football Anthology. Based on the secret life of one of us as a young player.
Yes, we don't know who. We don't know who
yet. We haven't figured it out yet, have we?
No, one of us.
He hasn't started playing Dungeons & Dragons on the bus. So I don't know, yeah.
he wasn't eating quinoa, so...
No, I don't know who could be. If in next week he's running around in a little Hulk Hogan costume, maybe that'll be a clue. Or maybe he won't. maybe he'll be at like a West Ham game and then he'll go for a game of Quasar.
Yes. Bloody love quite
so for anybody who is a new fan or is over the international break has forgotten what's happened so far, I'll give you a little recap.
Oh, please do, mate. Please give me a little recap. This is my favourite bit.
Yeah. So when we first met him, he had to go and buy a ball. He's quite a down-to-earth story. He got a football from Asda or somewhere. And then he played around it a bit. And then he went for tryouts. And his coach, Gary...
Oh, well remembered, yeah, Gary.
And then Gary gave the kid's number to some other guy.
Mm.
And he was this guy was like, what's happening? Creepy messages or something?
Right. I mean, none of this was mentioned in the story. I don't know if you just kind of... Is this like what's it called? Like erotic fan fiction? Is this Timmy Tinker fiction?
There's like a creepy undertone of somebody in the background. Someone's lurking. Or is that Gary?
You never know, yeah.
But isn't there... Oh, was there not another person? I thought Gary gave his details to somebody? Gary wanted him to come over to his house to talk about the game.
Oh, yeah, or his abandoned ice cream van. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, classic. That's what I'm thinking of. So that happened, and then they had their first game, and they lost heavily.
Mm.
And they had another game.
Yeah.
And they probably lost that as well. Mm. But they're the Windsor Pigeons.
Yeah.
And some guy on a bus from the evil team went past and was giving them all shit. He was throwing shade at them, wasn't he?
He was throwing shade, very much.
Who was that dude? Shade.
Who was he? Yeah, well, I'd like to tell you that his name was Alan Potato.
Alan Potato, Bobby Busfucker was there.
Bobby Busfucker, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I think everybody knows 100% what's happened so far. So,
I mean, you've confused me, and I did know previous to your starting of the explanation what was going on. But yeah, that's essentially what happens, you know. Yeah. So, you know, if you are following the story, it is, of course, Chapter 5, The Diary of Little Timmy Tinker, Chapter 5.
I like, is Chapter 5 part of the name of the title of Chapter 5?
No, I don't know why I said it twice. Just felt like, okay. Felt like I should.
That's fine. I think you should add that as a chapter title.
Chapter 5. I'm going to come! Yelled Timmy's mum. You're going to come to my big football game against the Windsor Hawks? Timmy asked. But mum didn't answer. She was in the bedroom having full sex with Timmy's father. But Timmy's mum did come to the football game. Windsor Hawks. Home. It was the first time Timmy's mum had been to watch the Pigeons play. It was as if she knew the sheer magnitude of the game. The week at school had been pretty difficult for Timmy. The dastardly Alan Potato, star of the Windsor Hawks, had made Timmy's life hell, from pushing him in the toilet so that he got wee on his hands and his trousers, to giving him a wet willy. Although Timmy was sure that Alan was doing it wrong, because whenever manager Gary gave the boys wet willies, they were very different. They didn't involve fingers. Good luck, smirked Alan. Sorry, I should do an Alan Potato voice. Good luck, smirked Alan Potato as the two teams stood on the freezing cold pitch waiting for the referee to start the game. You too, Timmy replied, the adrenaline in him beginning to surge. Yeah, wouldn't you like to know? Alan laughed. That doesn't make any sense. Why do you always say things that don't make sense? Why? Thank you, Alan replied. And with that, the game began. To say it was a physical encounter would be like labelling racist David as mildly bigoted. The two teams kicked lumps out of each other from the get-go, and as it was the 95-96 season, diving wasn't to be invented for another decade by Iron Robin. While the Pigeons were keeping up with the Hawks physically, they were worlds apart when it came to football. The Pigeons were trailing 4-0 by half-time. Gary gathered the team around and ordered the usual half-time nourishment of oranges and wine. Do more goals than the other footballers, Gary whispered, clearly not wanting the Hawks.
Whispered.
Do more goals than the other footballers, Gary whispered, clearly not wanting the Hawks to hear his quite ingenious piece of managerial advice. Timmy, you're playing well. Racist David, stop kicking their left-back with the turban. But as the Pigeons walked back to the pitch for the second half, the manager of the Hawks, a tall, sinister-looking man called Harold Eggplant, grabbed Timmy by the shoulder. You should be playing for us, little Timmy Tinker, he whispered. Why would I want to play for you? Timmy yelled defiantly. Because you're a good footballer, and the Pigeons are dragging you down. What was Timmy to do? The Hawks were the best team in the league. Timmy would be great there. He'd really reach his potential, play proper football, but it would mean leaving manager Gary and racist David and the rest of the boys behind. Could he play with the dastardly Alan Potato? Could Timmy become a Hawk? There we go.
Oh,
shit.
Noted bus wanker, Alan Potato.
Who knows? You'll have to tune in next week, mate. No one knows. No one knows yet. Yeah. That was intense. It felt intense. Yeah. What can I say? Timmy's... He's got a big decision to make. Got a very big decision to make.
It's the first time he's been scouted.
Well, yeah, you know, does he want to play for Harold Eggplant and what's his tits? The little Alan Potato? I don't know. I don't know, Timmy. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just looking forward to hearing what happens. Good luck to him. He's got a big decision to make, though. And I'm glad his mum's got an active sex life as well, which is nice.
That's good. That's a good bit of backstory. I somehow thought she was divorced, actually.
Well.
Because I don't think the dad had been mentioned before.
The dad was actually mentioned, yeah, in both parts 1 and 2. So do your bloody research. Yeah, big time.
What was he doing? What was his role?
What was he doing back then? Not a lot, just sort of light comedy relief, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, so... but there you go. That was Chapter 5 of The Diary of Little Timmy Tinker. He will be back next week. And so will... I was going to say hopefully Craig will, but I don't think he will.
I think the TV show's got a little while left, so Maybe not.
Maybe not. Maybe not. But cool. Yeah, but we'll be back, won't we, mate? Me and you, we're going to be back and to let you know what happened in game week 6. So yeah, get us on Twitter between now and then at the Gaffer Tapes, or email us info@thegaffertapes.com. Get us on Facebook, we're on Instagram, subscribe to our YouTube, all that stuff. We've got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff in the pipeline, exciting things. So yeah, stay tuned, isn't it? Sausage.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, part 4. Oh, for fuck's sake.